And then we're moving on to Andrea Bernstein, who's also right there on the Mall, right beside the Washington Monument. And Andrea, what are you seeing now? We talked to you an hour ago, and there were just mobs of people. And is it just getting more intense?
More mobs. They have turned on these big screens, and they say 56th presidential inauguration. There's a waving flag behind it. People cheered when they went on. Every now and then they're flashing warming tips on the screen. And
like?
Families, keep your extremities covered. They list some location of warming centers. They say stay dry, which really seems rather obvious, but there are... families now that are beginning to set up blankets on the Mall. In front of me, I spoke to one family that had come down from New Jersey to meet with the rest of their family from Maryland, a group of high school students from Arizona, and people are sort of beginning to take out snacks and sit in their blankets, and there's sort of a big sort of festive atmosphere down here. Also met quite a few campaign volunteers, people. I met a family from California who'd spent the fall in North Carolina and felt like after that they were not going to miss this event. I would say that there is still, you know, I'm just hearing it over and over and over again because, Barack Obama consciously did not make his campaign about race. And yet there is just a huge African-American presence down here, and people were just saying, I just could not miss this day in history. I had to be here.
And so much of that, as we've discussed some this morning and on other days, is just that there were so many African-Americans who just did not believe that they would ever see this day in their lifetime when you think about the fact that Jim Crow just went away not even 40 years ago.
You know, and I'm hearing it over and over again, and I know that, John, I know that we knew this day was going to come. Once the election happened, it was a foregone conclusion. But nevertheless, I keep hearing this refrain, I can't believe it. I just can't believe it. I just can't believe this day has come.
Exactly, and there is this sense of just wonderment and having to be there in person, I would gather, from what you've told us, from the people you've spoken to, of having to see it themselves.
Yeah, it is amazing. And, you know, people are very conscious about, you know, what they're going to tell their grandchildren, what they're going to tell their children. I mean, I've heard this over and over again, you know, young people saying, when I'm 95, I want to be able to say I was in Washington, D.C. with Barack Obama. Even though, you know, we're probably now, what, about a mile down from the Capitol. And they've now turned on some music, by the way, at the screens.
And it's 20 degrees, so none of you are going to make it to 95 if you stay out there too long.
And right,
yes, I know. The people from Arizona and Miami and Southern California are really suffering. I don't even know if they own winter coats. So
we're going to bring Marcus Mabry into this conversation.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.